You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 17th of December. Prep tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to get a copy and read the book titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. It's a wonderful book. I read it at least once a year. It can really change your life in very positive ways. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. His website is deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, I was cut off by the music, but this general Mike Flynn thing is really very strange. I heard a commentator on Fox News this morning asking the question I haven't heard asked either. Why was the general interviewed in the first place? Good question. And then my follow-up to that, which I haven't heard, is he's charged and pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI with no underlying crime. If he had eaten chocolate ice cream the day before and told the FBI he had eaten vanilla ice cream, it would have been the exact same crime, lying to the FBI, because there's no difference. There's no underlying crime that he was attempting to conceal or obfuscate or keep the FBI from finding out about. That didn't exist. It's a very strange situation, isn't it, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. I guess the thing, ladies and gentlemen, that John is explaining there, that maybe some people are having a hard time getting a grip of, if the underlying crime part, okay, I had chocolate ice cream yesterday. No, it was vanilla. No, wait a minute. Well, you just lied to the FBI. That in itself is not the crime. Now, if you had given secrets to the Russians and lied about it, and then they come back and they have the proof and they show you, okay, here you are handing off the documents and everything else, what you have to say for yourself. Next words out of your mouth is, you know, I want a lawyer. You should have had one to begin with. But now that they have the espionage crime, the lying to the FBI would be another crime added to that.
An additional charge to a bona fide, genuine underlying crime. Exactly.
And the purpose for that, ladies and gentlemen, is, okay, let's say just for the crime, it's 10 years with availability of parole in 2. And with the lying charge on top of that, well, that just eliminated the out in 2 thing. That's why they'll do that. It helps keep someone in jail longer or stiffens the penalty or whatever. And our troops, ladies and gentlemen, under our previous commander-in-chief, if you can call him that, yeah, we will, because of the office, not the man. Have to get my composure back. But the point is this, ladies and gentlemen. We've got, and not just military troops. We've got ICE agents and Border Patrol agents and federal marshals and all, just a full gamut that have charges against them like this of a totally frivolous nature. One in particular out in California. The police officers are chasing a guy. I think it was assault with a deadly weapon, or he shot somebody in a holdup, or it was dangerous. And the officer in question caught up to the guy, literally ran into him. He was coming to the call around the building one way, John, and the perp was headed the other way and literally collided at an intersection of a sidewalk. And the guy took 3 shots at the police officer, and the police officer returned fire and hit the guy in the shoulder and knocked him down. This same officer, ladies and gentlemen, under federal law, is under investigation and indictment, John, for excessive force. Go figure. I call it self-defense. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, our president has taken a notice in this, and I think it has a lot to do with some of our callers, myself and a very small portion of it, and many, many others calling and writing and making comments on the White House comment thing about these instances and bringing them to our president's attention, where he was pardoning a few of them. This one, he says he's going to actively look into the case. That's a really good segue, actually, John. Coming up, last week I really stressed, and I always stress practice, practice, practice. But also, I said that if you live in a constitutional carry state, or you have a concealed carry license. A lot of people have gotten lackadaisical and they carry it occasionally. Carry every day now, ladies and gentlemen. Information that was coming out this weekend that I got from my friend over in the Border Patrol. The news is not telling us everything. Surprise, surprise.
Right.
Over 3,000, and now this is since Thanksgiving, over 3,000 criminals have been apprehended at the southern border, John, since Thanksgiving. We're talking MS-13, we're talking OTMs, that is other than Mexican, ladies and gentlemen. Now, everybody from the Mexican border down to South America falls into the Mexican category. They may be Honduran, everything else, but they all fall into the Mexican category. Other than Mexican are Chinese, Iraq, any of the Middle Eastern countries, French, German, anything other than Mexican, ladies and gentlemen, falls into that category. And over 3,000 have been apprehended since Thanksgiving. How many have gotten through? That is the $64,000 question. They have been using the caravan as a decoy, best I can say, John. Everybody's focused on these caravans and everything else, and they're having to transfer resources from Arizona, New Mexico, into that region. Texas, they're pretty much leaving alone because they've got their own threats down there very hard and heavy. But the desert portions of the states, of the border, they're having to transfer those resources, which is leaving bigger holes and less manpower to patrol it. And some of these individuals, there have been four incidents in the Boot Hill of New Mexico and over near, I want to say Nogales, New Mexico, but that's not, Well, anyway, southern Arizona, southwest Arizona border region, right next to New Mexico. Incidents of the border crossers, I guess, or invaders. I think I'll use invaders. That's a better one. Actually firing on the Border Patrol, John, before the Border Patrol had protected them. Detected them. Now, your mind's combat experience, what would you just call happen? An ambush.
Well, that's an attack, obviously, unprovoked and unnecessary. Odds are they wouldn't even have seen these guys if they hadn't started shooting at them. We had a caller on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, John. Good morning, John and Demi. Can you hear me?
Good morning, sir.
You're on here.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, I just got a reminder last weekend of how important it is to get a light trigger or a lighter trigger on your handgun. I stumbled into a really good buy on a compact Glock 9mm that had a trigger job done on it, about a 2-pound pull, night sights and the updated guide rod and all kinds of fancy stuff done to it, and just the difference, and I've got other Glocks, but the difference in the accuracy that I have now with that pistol compared to the other ones, and I shoot the others as well, just pretty good, but not nearly as fast as this one with a trigger job in it. Anyway, I just, for somebody thinking about something you could do for your husband or whatever for Christmas, and you can't think of something, if they have a favorite gun and you'd like to do something nice for them, I think that's really an important thing to have now. It's just, I've got other pistols with trigger jobs on them, and I've known it's really important, but I just happen to think, you know, if you're looking for something for the guy that's got everything, he might really enjoy getting a trigger job done on his favorite handgun.
That is excellent. Now, question for you. Do you happen to know who did the job on that gun?
I do not. I really don't. I got it secondhand. Jimmy, I wouldn't have believed to buy personally at a regular retail store, but they had taken it in on trade. And like I said, it had the tritium night sights, the updated guide rod, and this trigger job, extra clips in the box, everything for $389.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah, you came out.
Yeah, I thought.
Right. You did, Kyle.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's a good thought. That's a very good thought.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you something kind of fun. I was shooting against a couple of deputies the other day, and one of them is SWAT, and I outshot both of them for accuracy and the longer shots for speed and accuracy. Of course, I can't keep up with them guys. They're younger than me by far. I mean, I can't run with them, but when it came to just shooting itself, I outshot them both. It was pretty funny. Everybody was laughing, having a great time over that. But
was
just,
this fun?
I know
was
that
this
a lot of
competition or just plinking?
Just fun. We were going through what they set up. The two deputies set up kind of a precision course just to see how good. There are some, all friends, about 10 of us friends got together, and including those two, and we're shooting around and different things. And they set up some stuff that they did as deputies as part of their qualifying courses and things like that, you know. And it was really a blast. I mean, we were really, really close. Don't get me wrong. One of them in particular beat me on one target, but overall I beat them both. But anyway, it was just fun to do that and to know and to see how much of a difference that trigger job would make in the pistol. So I'm just throwing that out there for people. I am definitely going to be hunting around to try to get trigger jobs done on my other one. So
all right.
Anyway, it's just look. Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Go ahead,
Kyle.
Jimmy,
I know there's parts that can be replaced in a Glock to improve the trigger pull. Are you familiar with those?
Oh, yes, sir. We've done several of those for people. And, ladies and gentlemen, that is an excellent, excellent suggestion there. And really thank him for calling in. I mean, we got the best listeners in the world, John.
We do. Absolutely. Yes.
Go down to your local gun shop. And talk to the owner. And really, truthfully, do try to get to the owner. And if one of his guys is more knowledgeable than him, he'll put you with that person. But the reason I say get with the owner is he's going to know all the old gunsmiths and the semi-retired gunsmiths and the ones that he wouldn't send his dog to get the leash changed on his collar. Ask them about a trigger job for your husband or wife or son, daughter. I don't care what it is, mom, dad. Find out who they would recommend to do that, and then talk to the person, tell them what kind of gun it is, and prepay for it. They love doing that, man. It ups their sales, and it's guaranteed business, but it's going to be on yours and whoever it's for schedule. And just go ahead and prepay for that job, and who knows, they may give you a 10% discount for prepaying for the job. But anyway, you do that, and then you put the receipt in an envelope or a box. I could get real mean giving that gift to my brother or something like that. I'd put it in a little bitty, like a check box, and then I'd put that one in a bigger box, and I would go to this thing, John, to where maybe even get to a washing machine box and have him go through every one of them to get to his gift. But that would be
Hold
awesome,
that thought. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there. I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 17th of December. I am actively looking to hire part-time marketing people to market John Moore for speaking engagements. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are launching the new version of my website, we believe, Wednesday. That would be the 19th. Hope to have it ready to go by then. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Jimmy Gensling. The proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, these kits to upgrade the trigger on the Glocks, are they factory made or aftermarket or both?
Well, there are some that are both. Majority of them are aftermarket. They're good quality. They really are. And they have got ones from just lessening the trigger pull to actually replacing all the springs and firing pin. And they get fairly extensive on them. And anything that you can do to a Glock to improve the trigger pull is an improvement, period. A lot of people say that Glocks, because of the Striker firing system and everything, is a good trigger pull, and it's just, I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of Striker fired handguns, and in doing so, I don't know, they're kind of an irritant to me. I'm used to a crisp trigger pull that I have full control over, and it's just with the Striker fires, I'm not a fan of them. And plus, with the grip angle on a Glock, I always wind up putting the first two rounds about 10 feet in front of me until I mentally roll my wrist back and get my... I have my sight picture when I start to pull the trigger, ladies and gentlemen. But because of that grip angle, it will roll down every time unless I shift gears and tell myself this is not a 1911 or a Ruger. And... start arguing with it the way it is. So these kits that you can buy, ladies and gentlemen, they are nice. I've seen a couple of them out there that were really, I mean, nice, John. 9mm, you know, take your Glock 19 9mm and a kit that's like 400 and something bucks, I think. It has a separate slide, barrel, and every and trigger improvement, all the goodies and everything, and converts it to a 40. So you have a dual caliber handgun, 9mm or 40 Smith & Wesson. And I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, there's just a lot of good stuff out there that for this time of shopping, we're getting a little close to Christmas. But like I said, go down to your local gun shop and say they've got all these different kits and prepay for one of them and pick out the most expensive one, i.e. For the model, not for, you know, don't pick out the slide kit and everything else when you just want to improve the trigger. But say this trigger deal is $125 and this one is $150 and this one's $175 and they're all for a Glock 19. Well, pay for the $175 one. If that's not the one that the recipient, the gift recipient wants, he wants the $125 one, then your gun shop's going to give him credit that he can use for buying ammo or whatever else. So This puts a really nice caveat out there, and you just heard how a trigger job improved his shooting ability. And what did John and I always talk about when it comes to marksmanship and your firearms training and everything? It all comes down to the trigger pull. I mean, I don't care if you're shooting long-range precision rifle, if you're at an Appleseed on the AQT, if you're dove hunting and everybody's hungry, I don't care. It all comes down to the trigger pull. If you jerk the trigger, you're going to miss. If you have good trigger control and everything and a real crappy trigger, you're going to be a really good shot because you've learned to overcome the crappy trigger. And if you have someone that's really hard to shop for and you want to do something special, go ahead and do that. Maybe they want a new scope or something like that, or they want to have some gun work done. Talk to your local gun shop, prepay for it. Gift cards tend to get used on other things. Yeah, I'm giving you a gift card so you can go down and get a new trigger put in. Bottom of the hour break, John.
Hello?
I hope we're still on the air.
We'll be back. I unplugged myself. We'll be right back.
See you after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 17th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Check it out Wednesday morning. Well, you check it out today. But Wednesday morning, it'll be all new and improved. I'm really looking forward to it. Been working with Tim Spencer to get this thing all squared away. Also, my website right now, you will find energy cleaners. Do you have arthritis pain? What are you waiting for? Joint pain, back pain? Get your life back. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Get past the pain and get your life back. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads, they do vary in price depending on what you want, what you need. The twin size, full, queen, king, California king. All that's right there at my website for sale at thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, and I have a 90-day money-back guarantee. Here's my toll-free order line. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. 9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling. It is Firearms Monday. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. When I'm looking at a rifle specific or a pistol to buy, Jimmy, I always test the trigger. I'm looking for the take up, the creep, as it's called, and of course, how many pounds. I'm usually can get within half a pound of the actual trigger pull that's as measured by a digital measuring a piece of equipment that measures the trigger pull. I can usually be within half a pound because I've done it so many hundreds of times, what the actual trigger pull is, estimating it. But that's what I'm looking for, is a nice trigger. Now, Ruger rifles have been known for decades to not have high-quality triggers. That's their reputation. And I don't know if it's an engineering issue or a legal issue or both. And I've seen pistols, and you've probably seen them also, that were marked for law enforcement use only, that have horrible triggers,
yes.
9-pound, 10-pound. I've even found a friend of mine, he's a security officer with the Veterans Administration, they're issued pistols with 12-pound triggers on them. That's insane, isn't it?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, a perfect example of what this results in, ladies and gentlemen. Several years ago in New York City was a bank robbery. And the bank robbers got their job done, but the police were Johnny on the spot this time. And when the bank robbers came out the front of the bank, the police were there, demanded that they lay down everything and put their hands up, and the bank robbers started shooting. The cops started shooting. And in the process of however many seconds this thing lasted, between the bank robbers and the police officers, there were a total of 97 rounds expended. Now, that sounds incredible to begin with, ladies and gentlemen. The bad part about it is the bank robbers weren't hit any. They ran out of ammunition, so they surrendered. None of the police officers were hit. Several cars, some windows knocked out, and things like that. None of the police officers were hit, but there were 9 civilians injured, John, shot by gunfire. And all of them, because the calibers used and everything, every single one of the civilians that was shot with one of the police officers' guns. So when they did the investigation on this, they came back with one very simple cause for the whole thing. And that cause was the 12-pound triggers in the police officers' handguns. They could not shoot accurately. And then when the adrenaline's flowing and you're squeezing on this truck spring to fire your handgun, you're pulling that gun one way or the other. And accuracy just goes out the window, ladies and gentlemen. But 9 individuals are very, very wealthy now because of this incident and because of that stupid trigger in it. And everybody and his cousin that knows anything about training, firearms, triggers, or anything else has been to the police commissioner, city council, everything in New York trying to get this changed now for years. And their biggest excuse up until that point, John, was that it was a liability factor. The heavy trigger prevented accidental discharges. And tell me where the logic is.
Well, when you got lawyers making decisions about firearms, you nearly always have a bad result, don't you?
Yes, sir. That's what happened, unfortunately, in Afghanistan and Iraq, everything else. We let lawyers and pencil pushers and everything that didn't have the first inkling of what basic training was, let alone combat, calling rules of engagement and everything for our troops. So, getting back to where we were earlier, John, I was talking about the training and the Border Patrol and stuff like that, and along the border. Now, I still haven't gotten a clarification on this, and Terry looked at me and says, look, I can't tell you. He says, I'm just going by the memos. But the border populations on the U.S. side, and ladies and gentlemen, when you hear the news report that this report is about, I can't remember what the word they use, but they'll say border region, or they will say along the border, this, that, or something else. What they are talking about, John, is from the border, the physical on-the-map border, 125 miles in to the United States. That is the border region. That is what they consider the border area when they're talking about crime, insurgents, everything else. Crime, ladies and gentlemen, along the border, i.e. 125 miles in the last 9 months has increased 6,000%. 6,000%, ladies and gentlemen. This is assaults. This is rapes. This is home invasions. This is breaking and entering. This is car theft. This is every form of criminal activity. 6,000%. And of the ones that they have apprehended, every single one has been an illegal alien. Every single one, John, amazingly enough, has been between the ages of 22 and 34.
I'm not surprised at all. I'm not surprised at all, Jimmy.
When I talk about training and when John talks about training, I'm not talking about going out there and planking in cans. Yeah, let's go do that for a little bit. But then get serious and run through some drills for at least the last 30 minutes that you're out there. And get proficient with hitting center body mass in the shortest amount of time. And then, if you live in a constitutional carry state or you have a concealed carry license, don't leave home without it. I don't care if you're going down to check the mailbox. Have your firearm with you, because these thugs are not limiting their activities to the inner cities and ghettos and things like that. They're out in the suburbs. Scary enough.
Well, that's where the money is. That's where the money is.
Yeah. The scariest, now this is all boiling around to get to this one final point. One thing, piece of information that he gave me that rattled me worse than anything is that the crime in the rural regions along the border, okay, 125 miles in, rural, ladies and gentlemen, like where I live, like where John lives, the rural crime rate, John, is up 4,000%. Now, another piece of information, and this is going to tie all of you guys in, ladies and gentlemen. The serious crime, we're not talking shoplifting, jaywalking, illegal parking. We're talking serious crime, assault and battery, home invasion, etc. In the United States, by individuals that were illegal aliens, is up 300%, John, in the last 9 months. Ladies and gentlemen, that takes you to you guys there in New Jersey, over by John in St. Louis. Me here, they had a deal on the news in Albuquerque this weekend, John, that home invasion and violent crime is up 200% in Albuquerque over the last year. And, ladies and gentlemen, all this that's going on down here on our border is affecting everybody else. So please, practice, 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 practice. Do that drywall drill every night. Do it just like you do your prayers. Do your drywall drill, get down on your hands and knees and sit there and go, Father, thank you for 5 great trigger pulls. I'll work on that sixth one. And then say your prayers and your blessings. But ladies and gentlemen, the only person that is going to be there at the time of emergency is you. You know, the old adage, you know, remember the t-shirts back not too long ago, dial 911 and die? There were, the police will get there. Us out here where we live, it's a minimum 30 minutes, John. Minimum. And, ladies and gentlemen, we are our own best friend when it comes to protecting our family, when it comes to protecting our friends. I don't ever want to read about any of you guys trying to protect your lawnmower, okay? That don't work. That's going to get you in jail. And I don't want to hear about you protecting your storage building. That will get you thrown in jail. But if your neighbor is standing by the barbecue pit and somebody that the police are chasing that was trying to carjacking jumps the fence, I'd love to read some good news about how you wasted them. But it's got to be imminent danger to a person, ladies and gentlemen, not your lawnmower, not your car. So please, practice. If you've got any questions on practice, if you can't find a place to practice, if you can't find someone to train you, get on our webpage, DesertEagleShooters.com. Drop me a note. Tell me where you're at. And I will use my resources to find someone to train you. If you've got an AR and you cannot field strip that down to parade rest and clean the piston rings, lube them, and put it back together, drop me an email. I will find somebody. I've got friends all over the United States, thanks to Appleseed, John. All I've got to do is pee in one of them and say, hey, this is Jimmy Genzing. I'm an Appleseed instructor in southeast New Mexico. I have an acquaintance from a radio show up in Lima, Ohio. Never been there? Just sound like a good name. You guys got anybody in that region that can give them an AR-15 familiarization? And they'll email me back and they'll say, well, yeah, I can do that. Or Charlie can do that. What's the number? I'll give them the contact number. You'll get a call from somebody. And they'll explain to you, first off, hey, this is so-and-so, such-and-such with Appleseed. Jimmy Gensling gave me your number. And understand, you'd like to learn this. And 99 times out of 100, ladies and gentlemen, they won't charge for it. So offer to take them to lunch. Make sure you've got some cold tea and, you know, nice, safe beverages, no beer, at the range when you go. And go out, have an open mind, be ready to learn, and have a great time. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care where you are. There's got to be somebody close to you that can help you learn. So go to our webpage, drop us a note, tell us where you're at. Tell us what you want to learn. You want to learn more about your handgun? You want to learn about your AR? Shotgun for home defense? I don't care what it is. Drop us a note. We will find you somebody. That's my Christmas present to all of our listeners. If you've been putting off training because you can't find someone to train you, drop us a note. I will help find someone that can teach you what you need to know. And they will be the best instructor I can find. I know one of them right there in Missouri. I think you're semi-retired now, aren't you, John?
Well, I'm still offering classes down in Lebanon area at a tactical range there. In fact, we're getting ready to schedule a class, I think, soon for concealed carry.
Good. There you are, ladies and gentlemen. If you're anywhere within a nice, reasonable driving distance, you might even have your concealed carry already. Go ahead and sign up for John's course again. Get a refresher. Never hurts. sometimes with my mind right now lately, John, and everything, I have to have a refresher each morning that my feet hit the floor. But, ladies and gentlemen, I will. I will make that promise and that Christmas present to all our listeners. If you need to find someone to teach you or train you better, or if nothing else, sit down over a cup of coffee and answer questions, you go to our website, DesertEagleShooters.com. You can use the contact on any page that's there, or at the top you can go, I think it's Contact Us or About Us, one or the other. And click on that and drop me an email. Just let me know where you're at, along with a zip code. You know, give me the town, state, and then a zip code. And a contact number for you that'll work. And what you will learn. You know, I've got an AR-15 I got for Christmas. I don't know the first thing about it. Great. I'll find someone to teach you. I got a Glock 19, and I don't know anything about it. Great. I will find somebody that can walk you through it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a simple thing. The gun culture. You know, I've heard people say that Baptists are probably the most giving religion on earth. I would be very hard-pressed to find any argument on that. But the gun culture, ladies and gentlemen, is the greatest source of knowledge and the greatest source for sharing that knowledge of anything that I have ever found in the world. There is not a shooter out there, competent, really good shooter out there, that will not sit down, take time out of his day, out of his range time, and help someone else that has a problem. Maybe they're stumped. They don't know how to operate their gun. And there are thousands of shooters out there that will put their gun down, walk over and say, can I help? And ladies and gentlemen, if somebody does that, don't think they're being a smart aleck. You know, don't think they're walking over and going, boy, you don't know what you're doing. Let me show you. They're walking over and seeing that you have a problem, that you're not running that gun as proficiently as you could. Notice I didn't say should.
Right, right.
And they're willing to help you. So, and if you're out there on the range and someone is down away from you and they're just sitting there pumping the target and they're doing great and they're having a great time and you don't know what you're doing or you run into a problem, walk over and say, excuse me, can you help me with something? Or could you look at this or help? They'll drop everything they got. That's the kind of culture you've got out there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what the Democrats say. Democrats are a bunch of morons that have their own agenda, and quite honestly, I think probably 90% of them are criminals to the point that they should be under the jail, not in the jail. And you want to know what I really think after the show, drop me a note and I'll tell you. But training, ladies and gentlemen. Another point, and this goes back to our caller earlier. I just kind of thought of this, John. If you're going to buy somebody a new handgun for Christmas, maybe your nephew or your grandson turns 10 and you're going to buy him a new 22 rifle. If it's a 22 rifle, look up Appleseed. Find a Appleseed somewhere close to you. And sign both of you up to go. Or if you're one of these individuals that is getting a little bit long in the tooth like me and may have hard days, you know, shooting for 2 days straight and everything, go ahead and pay for their day at the Appleseed and everything and just go take picnic lunch and sit there and enjoy watching posterity grow. Prepay for it and everything, ladies and gentlemen. That's my theme this year. Instead of giving a gift, buying what you think they want, go down and prepay for it at your local shop. That way they can pick out what they want, and they can have it done the way they want, and they don't have any problems with having returns or anything like that. So, and if they've got a handgun, if you're giving them a handgun, pre-buy them a concealed carry course. That'd be a good gift combination, wouldn't it, John?
Absolutely, it would be. Of course.
So they get their new their Glock 19 or 21 or 1911 or whatever, and on top of the box with the gun is their certificate to go to John's concealed carry course, or 500 rounds of ammunition or whatever. Sweeten the pot a little bit, make it special for them, but include a class with it. Maybe they've already got all their guns and everything, and just give them a concealed carry class for a Christmas present. Training, ladies and gentlemen. We get tired of doing it ourselves sometimes. Sometimes when we look at the range out there and other people are shooting, and you're like, I just don't want to be out there. I just don't want to put up with that today. And that's my thoughts occasionally, John. But you're just tired. You don't want to do it. But there's this kid sitting over there, and he's not doing so well. So instead of me shooting today, I'm going to go work with the kid.
All right.
So just a thought, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time of year, the giving time of year. It's amazing, John. Have you noticed something different about this Christmas?
I'm not sure. I have myself. How about you?
It doesn't seem like Christmas. I'm serious. Teresa and I were talking about this. Can't remember which day it was. It wasn't too many days ago. It does not seem like the Christmas season. It's like 4th of July. The people. You're not seeing all the cheer and everything else that I'm accustomed to seeing. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it is just me, but you go into the malls, the stores and everything, and yeah, the Christmas music on, but it's real low. They're decorated for Christmas, but it's not jumping out at you like it normally would. Going to the mall up here in Roswell, a couple of years ago, you couldn't walk down the mall for all the Christmas trees. I think there's one. Maybe two. I don't know, John. It seems to me something is different.
Well, you need to get some festive things up in your own home. And some greenery that you can get that evergreen smell.
Actually, I kind of like the doTERRA essential oils. It's
there you go.
It permeates better and it lasts longer. Take your atomizer, John, and put a couple of drops of what did Teresa use the other day that smells so good? I think it was a couple drops of clove, and maybe it was a couple of drops of either fir or spruce.
No,
one or the other.
Well, I'm sure either one, fir or spruce, either one would certainly get that festive aroma into the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the clove just makes you think of pumpkin pie.
Jimmy, we're just about out of time here. You got any final comments before we wrap it up?
Final comments, ladies and gentlemen. Don't leave home without it.
Okay.
Be safe, and we'll see you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Jimmy. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.